A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
And this is Mind Your Business, where we look at the SME sector here in Singapore. After all, over 200,000 companies here in Singapore are in this sector. It also hires about 65% of our people. Now, with the cost of healthcare benefits set to rise by 9%, according to some reports this year, due to the rising cost of medical technology and maybe profit motives of healthcare providers, SMEs which already can't afford, say, costly corporate health insurance products are going to have a tougher time. However, providing great healthcare benefit experiences and controlling costs need not be competing priorities. You can leverage new tools, innovation, and improved access to data health benefits that can be made affordable and simple. Now, the Health Promotion Board has some solutions which SMEs can tap on. Neo Yi Lin is Deputy Director, Workplace Health and Outreach Division at HPB, and she joins us this morning. Yi Lin, thanks for coming. Explain some of HPB's SME Health Plus initiatives that you have, how they work, for example.
Great. Okay, so the SME Health Plus is a scheme that we've tailored for SMEs. It's employing a plug-and-play model, so companies literally choose from a menu of over 400 different pre-approved programs. And what we do is that when we've pre-approved the program, we also co-fund the program so that it becomes affordable for SMEs to draw down from this menu. And we've also worked with two partners, Integrated Health Plans and Workforce Advancement Federation, so that they will advise the SMEs on what are programs that are suitable for them and make the whole process quite hassle-free for the SMEs.
Oh, that sounds good. What was the impetus, though? Because it is kind of a hassle to try and get benefits for your employees. And also, it can't be a one solution fits all because each company is different with different needs, right?
Yes, you're right. So with about 7 in 10 Singaporeans working, so workplace is a very important setting for us to bring health to the workers. And we think health programs can benefit both the employees and the employers. So SME Health Plus is one of our key strategies to try and facilitate the take-up of health programs within the SME sectors. And like you've mentioned earlier, about 65% of our workforce are within the SMEs. So it's very important that they have access to health and the workers there can have healthy living within their workday.
So SME Health Plus, though, covers a broad spectrum of issues you're trying to tackle within the health sphere, right? Sort of chronic disease management, healthy eating, for example, active living as well. How were these issues selected to tackle? Because it can be endless.
Yes. So there are many topics that we cover, but we cover both the physical as well as the mental well-being aspects. So under physical, we cover things like healthy eating, active living, and chronic disease management. We also cover topics about mental well-being. So because you know workers these days, they tend to have quite a lot of competing priorities, and they find it quite challenging to maintain a certain level
of... We call it stress.
That's correct. A certain level of physical activity or a certain level of mental wellness in their day.
Okay.
So we've included exercise sessions, mental well-being workshops, nutrition workshops within the SME Health Plus offerings so that companies can bring some elements of this health into the daily processes of the working day and employees don't have to find difficult or don't have to find pockets of their time within their busy work schedule to try and access some of these health elements.
Right. So how's the response been so far since SME Health Plus's inception?
So we have over about 750 SMEs of various sizes across different industries that have come on board since we've started. And about 13,000 workers have participated in the program. We're quite encouraged by the results, actually.
But with 200,000 entities here in Singapore, that's a bit of a way to go. How are you dealing with, say, outreach and awareness efforts? Perhaps they don't know about the existence of the SME Health Plus program.
So partnership is actually quite key for us to try and reach out to more SMEs and to spread the word amongst the industries for them to come on board. Because I think many find it quite a challenge to access some of the services that they have. So we've tried to design the program such that it's hassle-free. And with the two PMs, the two program managers being on board, it's really quite plug and play. You just log on to the service, you demonstrate interest, and pretty much everything down the road, there is a step-by-step guide. The project managers will work with you to draw down from a list of menus. The programs are affordable. We've tried to make it affordable with our co-funding. And there's a whole variety for you to choose from. So if Zumba is not your thing, there's kickboxing as well. So there's really no excuse.
What do you think the feedback was or the issue might be? Because we're seeing such a huge disparity in numbers, right, with 200,000 SMEs, but you only have a certain number on board. Are they finding it maybe confusing to navigate, for example? Or is it, again, one of those SME headaches where I don't have the time, Yilin, to give them health benefits?
I think it's a mixture of a few of those.
Or maybe the variety that you offer is just too much. I can't pick.
So there is some of that. So that's why we've tried to make it simple. So a few things we've looked out for when we were designing the programs. First and foremost, while we wanted to give SMEs a wide variety, which was what they've told us when we were engaging with them in some conversations prior to the design of the scheme, we've also realized as we come along that actually the diversity can be confusing for some. So that's where the project managers really, really have their own value. And they help SMEs to navigate the menu. And what they do is they look at the demographics of the SMEs. If you perhaps employ predominantly older workers, then they would generally recommend you to go with chronic disease programs such as early detection, so health screening, or chronic disease management, where we offer health coaching as well. But if you employ predominantly, you're a young and hippie SME, you know, with a lot of younger workers, then maybe physical activity is more up your alley or nutrition workshops. So they give advice to SMEs to help them navigate that diversity of programs. And at the same time, we've tried to also make it relevant to the SME and flexible. So SMEs can choose not just one, but they can choose as many programs as they would like.
And maybe rotate.
Yes.
So it's not static for a whole year or something.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. So this week, maybe nutrition, and then next week, maybe physical activity. So they can cater to the different needs of the workers and make sure that no one is left out.
It sounds like partnerships are also very important for HPB to get SME Health Plus off the ground and running. But with more partners comes more variety, more choices, more confusion perhaps, but still important, right? For example, PRUWorks recently came on board as well.
So we've worked with a few partners. Our two most important partners are the two that I've mentioned, the Integrated Health Plans, as well as the Workforce Advancement Federation. They are key partners in reaching out to SMEs and helping them navigate the scheme. Besides these two partners, we also work with other outreach partners to help us spread the word and help us encourage more SMEs to take advantage of the scheme to help bring healthy living to their workforce. And we all know that a healthier employee will also be a more productive one.
Let's get to the micro level, how effective these programs can be. Because you know what? You can lead the horse to water, but you can't really force them to drink. And to be honest, there are some health programs here at where I work, and I don't take part because I'm quite lazy. So what do you do? How can you help SMEs to tell their staff, you know what? Take care of your health. We're trying to help you here.
So what you've mentioned is actually pretty common. Mm-hmm. Many of us are quite sedentary by nature. Yeah. And the kind of work that we do generally tends to be mainly office bound, which is even more sedentary.
Right.
So what we found is actually the workplace is quite unique in itself, is in that amongst workers, actually you get quite a lot of peer support groups going. And you just need one worker that is more, one of your friend who is slightly more active, and then it kickstarts the chain reaction. It will encourage fellow peers to go along, and that starts a whole process going in a company. So that's usually what we see within companies. There will be one or two very enthusiastic champions, and from there on, it takes some time, but they will be able to gather their friends, and their friends join, and they bring new friends, and over time, you get to rally more and more people. And it doesn't come true as, oh no, I'm going for an exercise, but it's more like I'm spending time with my friends. And it's actually quite fun. So health, while they're doing a healthy activity, health is not the main priority. They get to enjoy, they get to have fun. And that's what makes the habit stick.
That's the hope, right, Yilin?
Yes. When you have fun, you tend to do it more often.
So the misconception might be that larger corporations tend to be better at this, providing health benefits for their employees. Would you say that with HPB's SME Health Plus, this helps to put SMEs in an equal footing with large companies with regard to this?
Yes, there's that perception that for larger companies, they tend to be more structured. So they tend to be structured processes put in place to help companies roll out initiatives and programs. But with SMEs, because of their relatively smaller workforce size, they are also actually quite nimble, and they can actually very quickly execute programs once they've set their mind to it. And that, I feel, is quite an advantage position for them as well. So we do see...
And more bespoke programs in that regard because of the smaller workforce,
right? Because it is a relatively smaller workforce, so it's quite much quicker for them to understand what the employees want. And I would imagine that the feedback channels between the employees as well as the supervisors is much quicker and faster. So they know exactly what program works quicker versus and what the employees like better. So then it's much faster for them to execute and reap the benefits from such a program.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Yilin. How many steps you've done today?
Well, I think a lot more than I would have usually done, because I then actually have to walk to the radio studio.
Oh, lovely. Happy to help. Happy to. Neil Yilin is Deputy Director, Workplace Health and Outreach Division at the Health Promotion Board. You can check out the SME Health Plus scheme at hpb.gov.sg. You then search SME Health Plus. Yilin, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.